This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
I'm now joined in the studio by Victoria Kennedy, who is also called as the Fairy Clothes Mother. Hello there, Victoria.
Hello.
Hello, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me onto the show today. It's lovely to be here.
Great. Well, I mean, first of all, the first question has to be, how did you come up with that wonderful name for your business? I think it's absolutely amazing.
Well, it's actually started off as a bit of a joke and a bit of a kind of fond pet name. I used to own a women's wear boutique in Basingstoke, and it was just kind of a funny nickname given to me by some of the customers. And as my business expanded and changed into something different, and I was looking for a name that people would remember me by but also disassociate myself slightly from my previous business, it just stuck.
Well, I think it's wonderful and very memorable.
Yeah, thank you. It's something that I'm affectionately known as.
Okay, and so if we can start off then with your background. So what did you do when you left school? What was your first job?
So I have had quite a varied career, to be honest. I left school and went to university and trained there in education. And I worked for quite some time as a primary school teacher, but decided that it just wasn't for me. And then I moved on to other things.
Right. So why didn't you like teaching?
I just decided that the education system in the country at the moment is just not something that I wanted to be part of. The bureaucracy was taking over, and the part of the job that I loved was being with the children and being part of their transition and their learning journey. And as a teacher, you were taken further and further away from that.
Right. Okay. So then you went into retail.
Yeah, almost. A couple of things kind of collided. I had an absolute passion for all things vintage. Collected vintage dresses, crockery, jewellery, you name it, I collected it. It got to the stage where my house was rather full and I was looking for a change of career. And my husband playfully said to me, please sell some of this vintage stuff that we have in the house. And that's where it started. I started off in market stalls and vintage fairs, vintage festivals, selling all kinds of vintage memorabilia and clothing. The opportunity arose for me to open my own bricks and mortar store. And that's what I did, selling vintage inspired clothing.
And then when did you become the Fairy Clothes Mother?
So, after some time, I had the shop for about 4.5 years, but it's the high street, the current high street, is very, very difficult to have a store. So I decided, a very difficult decision, to close the shop. Unfortunately, vintage clothing online is actually quite a saturated market, and it's very difficult to transition your business into an online retailer. So I took some elements of things I'd done before. So I loved working with children and loved their working through people's helping them transition and building confidence. And I loved working primarily in the shop. I would have women coming in, and it wasn't necessarily because they were vintage fans and were desperate for a vintage dress. It was because they liked the service that I gave them that they couldn't find in other high street stores. They liked the fact that I would take the time to talk to them about their style and their shape and their colours and help them find something that made them feel most like themselves. So I knew that all of those aspects is what I wanted to continue with, and the Fairy Clothes Mother was born.
Fantastic. But of course you offer a lot more than that though, don't you? Because you offer personal coaching, colour analysts, and also NLP and life coaching as well.
Yeah, that's right. Over the last couple of years, things have taken different directions. I started out purely with the intention of being a personal stylist, and very quickly working with women, I discovered that a lot of how we feel about ourselves, our body image, our self-confidence is actually a mindset. It's not particularly rooted in the actual physical garments that we wear. So in order for my service, I felt, to be effective and to have a lasting impact on the women that I worked with, there needed to be another element to it other than me saying that purple dress looks fantastic, you should wear it. It needed to be much more about building people's self-confidence and helping them. That's where the NLP comes in, helping them through style of coaching that helps them actually change their mindset.
Right. Okay. Well, when people come to see you for the personal styling service, what are the most common problems you have to tackle?
Quite often I hear from my clients that they just don't feel like themselves anymore. Maybe they've become mothers, or they might have had teenagers that have now flown the nest, and they've spent a lot of time carrying the label of other things, wife, mum, employee, employer, and they just don't know who they are anymore. And within that, they just don't know. There's also that impact from society in terms of what we should wear as women, how we should look at certain stages in our life, certain ages, and that we carry all of that inside, and it often comes out in this feeling of, I just don't know who I am, I feel frumpy, I feel unattractive, I feel invisible is often something that clients will say to me.
Oh, really? And how do you get them to overcome that?
Again, it's about mindset, and it's about a careful balance of showing women that their body has taken them on this journey, so there's no need to change who they are, change their physical appearance. But it's about picking out parts of their personality that make them feel themselves. How do they most feel themselves, and what do they feel like, and what do they look like when they feel most themselves? And showing them that whatever they want to wear is okay. There is no rules, there's no expectation, that they just need to find the items of clothing literally that make them feel most themselves.
And do you help them find those items? Because that's always the big problem, isn't it? When you go down the high street shopping, you can't find anything that's suitable.
Absolutely. This is a huge problem for women of all age. Knowing exactly what to wear and where to go to find those items is a huge problem. So, yeah, I do help women with that. I help them buy personal shopping sessions, so I'll go with them, or maybe I'll just offer them a mood board of ideas from various items that are currently available in high street stores, and so they can go themselves and look for those things.
And also, I'd have thought your background in the vintage fashion might help as well. You might be able to point them in the right direction if indeed vintage is the way they should go.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm massively passionate about sustainable fashion and finding ways to reuse and recycle and repurpose things that already exist. So one of my first huge messages to my clients is that you do not need to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe in order to find your style or to feel fashionable or put together or any of those words that we hear bandied about. Actually, everything that you probably need is already in your wardrobe, or maybe in your friend's wardrobe or a local charity shop. So that is one of the big things that I'm passionate about.
Yes, because I think the stigma is gone, hasn't it? Where if people go into a charity shop to buy it, that's all gone.
I hope so. Absolutely. I think charities have worked really hard to change the perception, and also the rise of kind of the vintage fashion trends, and lots of high street stores actually now drawing inspiration from the vintage trend has made people want to source the originals.
Absolutely, yes. And is there any kind of age limit on your services?
Absolutely not. I work with all ages. I actually work with a growing number of younger women as well, because social media and the pressure that younger people feel from today's lifestyle actually means that quite often they don't know where they fit either, and they need that guidance too.
And what about men? Do you ever help men at all?
I mean, I could. It's not something I've done. I prefer to work with ladies. But yeah, I could help men if that was something that I was approached to do. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I see you offer an amazing amount of different packages. Perhaps you could just run us through a couple of them. First of all, there's this Discover You package. So what does that entail?
So that's
exactly
kind of my most what I'd like to call holistic package. I created that because I found very quickly that going in and saying to a lady, well, I can kind of take everything out of your wardrobe and put back in the things that are going to work for you and then leave, was actually not that beneficial, because without me there, they're no longer able to make the choices of what to wear for themselves. So I created a package that would give women the tools and empower them to actually make those decisions themselves. So we work through what seasonal color palettes are going to work for you, and that's an analysis based on your skin tone, your hair color, your eye color. And then we look at body shape and what kinds of styles and cuts of clothing are going to work for you. Again, these things are not strict, hard and fast rules. They're just a loose guidance for people as a place to start. Once you become comfortable in your own skin, you kind of drop these rules to the side and you wear whatever makes you feel good. But it's a good place to start. And then we have a look through ladies' wardrobe, using those rules that we've created to make sure that everything that's in there works best. And then from the items that are left, I help my clients to create outfits, because this is often a huge problem for ladies. Mm-hmm. We have a wardrobe full of clothes, but we just don't know how to wear some of them, or we get stuck in that kind of idea of wearing the same top with the same skirt day in, day out. So I'll show my clients different ways of putting things together, maybe different ideas of wearing, different ways of wearing actual items. So maybe wearing a scarf as a wrap, or as a headscarf, or even tying it as a bag instead of wearing it as a neck scarf. It just gives life to old items that they might not have worn before.
Yes, because I think there's some statistics, isn't there, that the average woman only wears 20% of their wardrobe.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely it. You know, so it's kind of showing people that actually everything that's in there needs to work for you. But once everything that's in there, you know, works for you, you can wear it all and wear it all in different ways.
OK, now, if we look at the celebrities out there, are there any that you would say, oh, yes, they dress really well?
It depends. Again, I think it's just, for me, it's personal choice on how you want to style yourself. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Kate Middleton's style, because it's quite classic. It's quite, for me, that's just a style I like. But again, it's about thinking about your personality. Often I ask my clients when we first meet, is there a celebrity style that you like?
Sure. Yeah.
In order to kind of gauge what their personality is. But actually, a really great way of doing it is think about, list some words that are reflect your personality, and then have a think about, are there people out there who have that, whose style represents those words? If you're someone who has an artistic flair, who's creative, who's bold and likes to be kind of bright with colour, then maybe have a look and see if there's a celebrity who wears a lot of bright, colourful clothes and use them as an inspiration.
And who tends to be the most popular celebrity when your clients come to you and say, you know, I like so-and-so best?
I think, again, it really depends on age. Obviously, the younger the clients, it tends to be more kind of the celebrities that are currently kind of on social media and things today. But depending, quite often I get Audrey Hepburn.
Really? Gosh, even now? That's
yeah,
amazing.
Absolutely. I think it's that classic, sophisticated style that people just want to look effortless.
And what about Meghan Markle? Is she coming up at all?
Yeah, I think that's another one, definitely. She's definitely got that kind of city chic look about her.
Yes. And so what are the current trends then coming up for the autumn? What should people be looking out for?
Well, we should be definitely thinking about the autumn colours. So as the I always say, have a look outside of your window for a reflection of the colours. So the greens, the oranges, we're going to be seeing a lot of orange, actually, on the high street.
And orange?
Orange is going to be huge this for the autumn. So don't be afraid of colour. I say, just as the weather gets darker, we tend to be drawn to more towards the darker colours, but actually keep on with the bright colours, a bit of sunshine in your wardrobe.
Well, it sounds a nice idea, doesn't it, in the horrible cold and wet, you know, something nice and bright to cheer people up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what about the weddings then for next year? Because I know it's a long way off, but people do tend to plan ahead. Are there any sort of trends for brides and bridesmaids?
Yeah, I think definitely the bridesmaids trend has moved on massively over the last few years, because now the trend is for kind of individuality within your bridesmaids. So rather than having that one dress and they all wear the same, brides now are looking more at having a colour or a shade of a colour and then allowing your bridesmaids to choose. And that's massively popular. Also the kind of rainbow bridesmaid colouring. So maybe choosing that whole array of bright rainbow colours and all of the bridesmaids having a skirt maybe in a different colour of the rainbow. That's hugely popular as well at the moment.
Really? Rainbow? Gosh, that sounds really good. Yes.
Yeah, it's certainly interesting.
So moving on then to the coaching side of your business. So you also do a telephone consultation, don't you?
Yes.
So what does that cover exactly?
So that's much more about mindset and using various coaching techniques, but it's more for women who struggle with their confidence in everyday situations in life. So it's not really just about confidence relating to self-image or body positivity. It's more about people who are really finding that their own self-confidence is almost stopping them from engaging in everyday life. So they need to learn some techniques around maybe managing anxiety or in social situations, or preparing themselves for an event such as an interview, or something that's coming up that means that they know they're going to be challenged. So it's much more of a focus session with a particular topic in mind. Often clients come to me and say that they're struggling with social anxiety, but they've got to go to a big family gathering in a few weeks. So can we talk through some methods and some strategies that are going to help with that kind of thing?
And presumably you can also advise them on what to wear for these things.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Two for the price
especially,
of one.
especially the interview. I think that's
yeah, absolutely.
Crucial.
I talk a lot and I've done a lot of work in kind of situations like in colleges or for Job Centre Plus, running some courses on how to dress for interview, because I think, you know, that statistic of the first 7 seconds you meet somebody creates the first impression. So, you know, it is worth thinking about what you're wearing, definitely.
Well, it must be very difficult, mustn't it? Because it depends on the sort of business you're going to go and be interviewed by, isn't it? So what you're going to wear at a bank is going to be very different to what you're going to wear at a digital agency, for example.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's about knowing your audience. Mm. But it's also about remembering to reflect a bit of your own personality in what you're wearing so that you become memorable.
And you also, I see, go on shopping trips as well.
Yes,
so how does
I can
that
do that.
Work?
So I do personal shopping sessions. So clients can literally take me with them to the high street. So I'm their own personal stylist, following them around. We generally beforehand meet for a coffee and talk about what their requirements are, what they're looking for, what they're hoping to buy or gain from the session. And then using my expert knowledge, because usually I've got a good idea of what's already in the high street, where to go. It just cuts out that need for wandering around the high street aimlessly, as we sometimes find ourselves doing, and just not knowing where to go. So it can be hugely time beneficial as well as cost beneficial, because actually you only end up buying the things that you already know are going to work for you.
And what sort of stores would you generally go to first? I understand if you don't want to mention any names. But,
yeah, sure. Well, actually, at the moment, it would be a really great time for me to mention something that I'm involved with at the moment.
Oh, please do, yes.
It's called Secondhand September, and it's a campaign that's being run by Oxfam. And basically, it's to encourage people to shop more sustainably and think about the planet before going out to buy things. Because I'd like to share this fact with you. Did you know that every week in the UK, 11 million items of clothing are sent to landfill? And actually, the textile industry creates more pollution than the aviation and shipping industry combined.
Good grief, that's awful, isn't it?
It's hugely eye-opening. And when you hear those kind of things, it makes you think, you know, we need to do something. So my part in that is I am offering personal shopping sessions in charity shops, taking you to charity shops, showing you how to root through what can feel like a bit of a jumble sale sometimes, find items that are going to work as key pieces in your wardrobe, or items that you could upcycle, repurpose, and create sustainable fashion.
That's fantastic. And is this a special package at a special rate, or?
Yes, it is. So it's something that I'm currently offering at a discount rate at the moment.
And how much is that?
It's £79, and that's a 2-hour session in your local high street shopping the charity shop.
Oh, that sounds a fantastic idea. Wonderful. Good for you. So anyway, I think we've come to the end of our time. So would you like to give us a few tips for the listeners on how they should be wearing their clothes?
Absolutely. My biggest tip is wear whatever makes you feel most like you. So it doesn't matter about colour and style. In some respect, all of those things go out of the window. What makes you feel most like you? And secondly, you're dressing for yourself. So think about the person that you want to reflect. The way you dress is your kind of window to the world. So use that to show people who you are.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Victoria. Would you like to give us your website details,
please? Of course. You can find me on Facebook. I'm the Fairy Clothes Mother, and the same on Instagram.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.